Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting fourth. The DH, Paul Dade. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larval Blanks. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wayne Garland. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Doug Bird. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht strikes out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry takes first base on ball four. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive towards second. Kuiper catches it and tags Mayberry out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Bell reaches second base with a double. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall bunts towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens, who is chasing the ball. Manning reaches third base with a triple. Bell scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manning scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 1 in the game. Date hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norris moves to third. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 1 in the game. Bocht hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bocht scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Patek for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Lowenstein steals second. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lowenstein scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 0 in the game. Kendall takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Steve Mingori now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Mingori covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquett is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paquette moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Date hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 2 in the game. Bocht hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Lowenstein hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 2 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mingori fires to first and picks off Bell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kendall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to third. Marty Patton now pitching. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norris. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Norris steals second. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Date hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Garland. Mayberry moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas takes first base on ball 4. Jim Kern now pitching. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-3 in the game. Bocht hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Bocht reaches second base with a double. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bocht moves to third. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Patton to White and they have Lowenstein trapped. The throw over to Mayberry, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-3 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Bell reaches second base with a double. Bocht scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Kendall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Kendall reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. It's 7-1, Indians. Tom Hall now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Manning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank Duffy now playing shortstop. Daryl Porter pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Frank White. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis strikes out. 2 outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 4. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing right field. Daryl Porter now catching. Bob Heisa now playing second base. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kuiper is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norris. The throw from Porter and he is out, Patek applying the tag. 2 outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dade hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Heisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sid Monge now pitching. Josie Depp pinch hits for Daryl Porter. Josie Depp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Patek steals second. Josie Depp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb takes first base on ball 4. Tom Buskey now pitching. John Way then pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Patek scores. Zdeb moves to third. It's 7-5, Indians. Don Hood now pitching. Dave Nelson pinch hits for Tom Paquette. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris, who is chasing the ball. Nelson reaches third base with a triple. Zdeb scores. Way then goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 7, Royals, 7. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. McRae is walked intentionally. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Otis is walked intentionally. McRae moves to second. Al Fitzmaurice now pitching. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 7. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Little now pitching. Hal McRae now playing left field. Joe Zdeb now playing right field. John Way then now catching. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Little covering, for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 7. The Royals will come to bat. Rick Waite's now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris. Patek reaches second base with a double. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zdeb is walked intentionally. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Way then is walked intentionally. Patek moves to third. Zdeb moves to second. Mark Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 7. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kendall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-5 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from way then and he is out, Heisa applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 7. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0-for-1 in the game. Heisa hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 7. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from way then and he is safe. Kuiper steals second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by way then for a passed ball. Kuiper moves to third. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kuiper tags and scores. 1 out. It's 8-7, Indians. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Date hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Bocht hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Date moves to third. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Lowenstein is walked intentionally. Bocht moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Date scores. Bocht scores. Lowenstein moves to second. It's 10-7, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Bell reaches second base with a double. Lowenstein scores. Duffy goes all the way around to score. It's 12-7, Indians. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kendall strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-5 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Manning hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Heisa reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Royals 7. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Rojas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Mayberry moves to third. Two outs. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Kansas City Royals, 7. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.